Hello, Ted.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sherman. My wife has lymphedema, a side effect of having some of the lymph nodes removed.
Ah, yes.
And, you know, she wears that compression sleeve. And the physical therapist gave her some exercises. But I noticed her arm's still pretty swollen. Is there anything else that she could do?
There certainly is. A couple things. One is I often recommend, massaging it daily. Anything that's going to help move that lymph. Of course, when you're, you know, the lymph system is very dependent on the lymph nodes that collect the fluid and, you know, detoxify it and drive it through the general circulation to cleanse the tissues. So without those lymph nodes, it's kind of like you get flooding going on. You know, the lymph nodes are sort of like sewer mechanism, and without that, it's really the flow of lymph out of the tissues is very difficult. So the sleeves help, although they tend to just kind of compress the tissue, so not much gets in, not much gets out. So one thing she can do is just a gentle massage, you know, starting at the hand and wrist, and just moving it up into the blood flow into her trunk.
Okay.
So there's also a few supplements that she could do. One is called Red Root, which is a lymphatic stimulant to help with that.
Okay.
And with anything else, with any kind of swelling, you again want to be careful of too much sodium in the diet compared to other minerals, potassium, magnesium, calcium, because that will, you know, create swelling all over the body.
All right. Lessen the salt. Okay.
Yeah. And she can always get that.
It's called Red Root.
Yes, Red Root. You know, there's also a great homeopathic combination that I like. It was made in Germany, but it's called lymphomyosat. It's spelled L-Y-M-P-H, like lymph, and then M-Y-O-S-O-T-T. And I think they're starting to remake that. It could be available online. I don't think the dispensary has it yet, but we're probably going to be carrying that soon. But that also just gently helps to move the lymph as much as possible. Now, one thing she could do also is soak her arm in magnesium, like Epsom salts.
Oh, okay.
And that can pull out the fluid, you know, through the skin somewhat. So I'm not sure how bad it is and how many lymph nodes she had, but
wasn't that many, but, you know, it's a side effect of the mastectomy. They took a few out. They told me it wasn't that many, but.
Yeah. Oh, also, you can also use some enzyme therapy to help clean up some of the inflammation, things like bromelain or pancreatin, papain. I would put her on that, and that would help to calm that down somewhat.
Going back to the soaking the arm and magnesium, would that hydrotherapy, like maybe like a hot water and then put cold water in that, would that help move that fluid?
It probably would. You do need to be careful with the hot because initially it'll create more swelling when you have heat that. So you want to be careful. You may just want to actually what you could do is put heat around her shoulder and neck area, and that will help to drain into that. It'll help dilate the vessels so it can take the extra fluid. And, you know, she can raise her arm up to help it drain, and or
right.
just, you know, when she's sitting, she can keep it on a pillow to help it drain as long as it's above her heart.
Yeah. She tries to exercise her arm. He's right-handed, and it's the right arm. So he's tried to exercise that, but it still swells up. So.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps. Doc. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of information. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Sherman.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Ted. Have a good weekend. Thank you.